Hi everyone, welcome to A Mobile Mentor. Jay Shetty once said, anyone can be your mentor. It's just a matter of learning from someone else's story. So with that, this is a podcast about navigating life on the move, whether it's from England to abroad, teenhood into adulthood, or personal and professional transitions, all wrapped up in the modern world of change. So take what you need, find your own way, and be happy doing it. Hi, cuties. C'est moi? I feel like it's been a while since we've spoken, and that's my bad, because life. But I wanted to come back on here and give a little, like, baby update and, like, a bit of, like, where I'm at right now. Sort of like a vlog entry, but you're not going to see my cute face. Sorts about that. I tried going into video editing and thinking, like, maybe I should start a video podcast, but then I was like, you know, you just got to do what's authentic to you, right? And if I'm being really authentic and honest with myself, like, I feel like video is just going to be a hard lift for me. And I know it's better for, like, growth and SEO and, like, people are visual. But I feel like I'm doing this for me. And in a way that spreads my message, I feel like this is effective. So maybe let me know if you don't feel that way. Hit me up on Instagram, @_blanks, BLANX. Maybe it could be my long-term vision. But right now, I feel like I'm at capacity and I still want to speak to you, but this feels like a very easy conversational way rather than like a production. Anyway, I digress. I was going to do a cruise update podcast episode and I feel like I will, but I want to give it more time to breathe. I've only just got back from the cruise a few days ago. I feel like there's so much I would tell you about it. Like sometimes I loll at the fact that I did that. I want to tell you all about why I was on it and like the experience and what I would take away from it if I would do it again, like the people on there, the experiences we had, what I've come back with in terms of my feeling and conclusions. But I'm going to zip that up in a beautiful, juicy package for you another time. So first, this is just a hello from me. And maybe life updates could be good here. So I have been very thoughtful lately. I'm very reflective. I think I'm at a crossroads in my life. And when I say this, I try not to judge myself because I know, and this is something that's kind of come up to me through self-journaling, that I tend to judge myself when I'm going through hard times or when I'm feeling a way that is disgruntling or distressing or difficult. It's like, oh my God, here I go again, Alex. And it's like, well, that's not helping anyone, is it? Why is this like master brain having a go at my little voice inside or my daily ebb and flow as a human being? So I think that's one thing I'm trying to catch and it comes up all the time by default. So I was like, wow, it's as if it's taken me 33 years to realize that I've got a judging voice for my own self inside. So no wonder like I find it a hard time also sometimes managing relationships and, you know, being around people because I'm like, if I'm judging me, then I'm probably thinking everyone else is. So anyway, I'm in a reflective phase and a crossroads phase because I feel a bit like I don't know what I'm working towards anymore. And I don't feel completely out of whack and completely like off the track because I felt that before and that is very distressing and confusing and it can be very discombobulating to the point where it kind of like hits into a depressive lull. I don't feel like that. I feel like I've kind of got my shit together. I feel like I'm taking up a shape. I'm not just like a blur, you know. I don't know if that's the right metaphor, but I feel somewhat solid in myself is what I'm trying to say. But I don't really know what's next. So for some context, I think I've got like 33-year-old Alex, like time pressure societal thing going on coming in. I feel like that's what I'm feeling. I'm also feeling as a woman of this age, like what next? I think that's coming up. Another thing, I've been balls deep in TikTok and TikTok doesn't help because, I mean, I love TikTok, but like it doesn't help with all the videos that basically like speak to you and you're like, yes, yes, preach in the back, sister, to all these videos. And one I was watching yesterday was like, don't you feel like life's been a dream since 2020? And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of, I'm not a good dream, like a dream that's been a bit like, am I waking up? Is this reality? Like what is real anymore? And the guy went into the fact that since 2020, we've been like thrown into lives in our phone in the digital world. And like, we've lost touch with our physicality in the physical world and like physical meaning as much. And then I think about that and I'm like, yeah, because we were all plummeted into despair, into a lot of suffering, into just being really secluded from one another, into just relying on our connections and digital mediums to function And it became more of a norm. And I think some of the norms stuck, like we are obviously still a bit more secluded as a society, that the West anyway. We rely a lot on digital means. We are very much like wedded to tech, and there's, you know, an AI storm brewing, and a big societal takeover, not takeover, big word. I'm not trying to scare anyone. What I believe is, like, we're having big change, and the seas of change are a lot bigger and choppier than they used to be. And also, I was listening to a podcast and they were saying, like, we experience so much more change than we used to every year. The more, like, it, from our generation onwards. So I think, I don't know what the stat was, don't quote me on this, but it was similar to, like, the fact that in a year, the change we'd experience normally in a year, we're now experiencing 3 months. And then I think the generation below me, so below millennial, you experience, like, I don't know, they basically got to saying, like, you would experience 10,000 times more change in the younger eras, and like from Gen Z and younger, than, you know, the generation before ever did. And like, if you think about that impact on ourself, on our brains, on our inner worlds, on our livelihoods, on our processing tools we have, which are still, like, if you think about it, we are, like, you know, 1% above apes, I think that is, 1% different from apes. It's still quite a lot for us to handle. So then I think about all that and I'm like, I just feel a bit like I'm on LSD and, like, spaced out, and I have no grasp of meaning a bit. I think very largely and broadly, and it's probably the Aquarius in me, I'm a very future macro thinker, which sometimes makes it hard for me to be in touch with, like, me in the local state in a very bottom-up way, in a very centered way. And I'm really trying to work on that, and I have been since, you know, time began. But also, I don't think it helped that you know, my formative years were very much like broad stroke thinking and less about teaching me to connect with my emotional world. So it's always an inner struggle. So when I come to these crossroad points, I'm like, oh my god, how do I find the tools to kind of find my sense of grounding or meaning or forward direction, however you want to put it. Depends what, like, resonates with you. Maybe for me right now, what feels better is a forward direction. I feel, like, fairly grounded. And I think that's all thanks to being in Canada again. Like, I made that choice, if you don't know, to move back to Canada last year in 2023, in the fall, autumn. And it's felt really good, felt really right, because I was going through a bit of a kamikaze time in England and not really sure if that was the fit for me. In, you know, this, I think you have to go where energy flows. And, like, I found that Canada for me last year was, like, a really good calling. So I feel grounded where I am. I feel, you know, I can access peace, which is nice. I have a sense of contentment in my day to day. I'm less in a turmoil, I would say, in this environment. Probably because I'm a nature kitty, but yeah, there's, like, a what next. And so if you think about all the factors I've just mentioned, I've got so many things swirling around. I feel like I'm trying to find it in, I know, well, I've elicited this. I know I find meaning in connection, and a lot of my connections that are meaningful are in England. And obviously that's really heightened by the fact that I've just been on a family holiday with, like, my dad's side of the family and my siblings. And it just has brought me this big old sense of, like, warm hugness energy. I definitely feel like Chansey, the Pokemon, at the moment, like, bouncing around with my egg full of glee. And I'm like, oh, well, they've all gone now. So that bit. And then I've got some close friends who are not in Vancouver at the moment, or they're moving, or they're not around for a while, that aren't here. And my partner's not really around for the next foreseeable. And so it's leaving me with this question of, like, what's the point? Because life is about relationships in my mind. But I also get this other sense of meaning from what I do with my time. And I get that from, like, you know, the rituals I have that I really love, like going for coffee, walks, working out, being near water and nature. That is, like, my happy tonic daily. I think that I see them more as, like, maintenance tools to regulate Alex, and things that give me bursts of joy. But then there's more than that. There's, like, every day I'm putting my time towards what. And I'm not trying to make this a big old legacy find your purpose in one thing podcast, because I don't particularly believe in that as well. I've done a podcast on this, so go look back for finding your purpose or whatever. I do think we find purpose in many things, and it doesn't have to be one big thing. We don't all have to be like Steve Jobs or like St. Mary Magdalene and have this like big name for ourselves in history. But I think for me, and maybe for people, it's important to have something to know that every day you're waking up for it, you know? And I think the Japanese call this ikigai. But again, I don't think it's as simple as it all being wrapped in one thing. It can be multiple things. So I've identified that connection is a big thing for me, and that's a bit scarce at the moment. And then now I'm like, the work piece, I also don't agree you have to find meaning in work, but it does have to be somewhat, you know, worth your time and you're getting something from it. I know that lots of people have different situations with work, and some are more privileged than others. Some have choice in it, some don't. I'm very aware of that. I'm speaking purely from I, and as and to give you like my honest accounts, so you can pull from, you know, my lived experience, and I can, you know, learn from my lived experience. I think because I'm kind of in the AI world now in tech, and from what I've just spoken about, I'm a little bit freaked out. And I feel like I'm a very much a person who values human connection. I really love learning about people, learning about myself, the human condition, human psychology, human behavior. And I really love collaborating with people. And I really love knowing that like I'm helping people in some way. And there's some marketing roles I've worked in and creative roles where I get to feel that, because I'm like, oh, we're promoting a really great brand or cause or like initiative or building a product that really helps and facilitates in that realm. I'm kind of in a space where I'm more removed from that now, and I feel a bit like, oh my gosh, am I just like feeding into the beast that's coming? And when I say beast, obviously it's a loaded word. I'm saying it kind of in a jovial way. Like, AI is going to be great and it's going to be bad, like everything in the world. Like, there's no one good thing. Everything has a nuanced way to look at it. But for me personally, as someone who really loves people, I'm like, am I just straying away from my core? Am I, you know, is it too far away from my nature? So I'm questioning that, but I am very grateful because tech is a fascinating space to work in, and I learn a lot, and I think it's a great way to learn about human behavior and how you can inform human behavior, because tech changes it and has done over the years. And then also really like the freedom in working remotely. So I feel very lucky to be able to be in that position. But the crossroads come at a time where the people I love aren't around me as much. So then it's like, you know, existing on an island, you know, in the next few months possibly. And what might be after that, is that just a short interim period, or is that then me deciding to live this life over here, knowing that it's going to be a bit less full of connection, full of love. And then also just having really big thoughts on when I was away, especially like why I am so intrigued with human behavior and psychology, and like thinking that maybe that's something I want to lean into more. I think I do it a lot on my podcast. I do it a lot in my daily life. I literally consume and read and listen to podcasts all about that day in, day out. And I watch YouTube videos about things, and I like learning about being human in general. And I'm like, well, is it now or never? Am I just putting off the inevitable? I know that marketing is like a fascinating space for me. I'm good at it. I naturally use my skills. I think it's a great industry to be in. It's full of energy, full of like change, full of learning, full of people that are really smart. But there's also this inner voice that's like, I think this also ties back to two philosophies that I believe in. One is, you know, if something is on your mind so much and is consuming you, and you enjoy it, or if it's like really pressing, and that means it's important to you. So I think about that. And the second one is like, be what you needed when you were younger, or do what you needed when you were younger. And I always think about those two things, and they kind of come to they come and meet in the same place in this field of psychology, human behavior, and therapy, and like psychotherapy. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's just a field that like is calling me, and I wonder when that might be the time to lean in. Yeah, but then maybe I think I could just naturally be in that space without having to, you know, reskill or study or go into it officially. Maybe there's another way I can kind of be part of that world. Maybe it's just pouring more into my podcast, maybe it's getting back into mentoring, who knows. But
there's something there. Watch this space. This is me, like, real time just sharing with you. I have no conclusions yet. And instead of me trying to, like, live in my logic, which I feel like I tend to do, I'm going to try and give myself some breathing space to really suss out and let some things land and, like, be day to day after the holiday. Because obviously post-holiday blues, you have it, you're all the feels. I want to just get back into just being normal again and then having some clarity and letting answers come. And spending time alone as much as possible just so I can access my intuition, which is another thing I spoke about recently. My last podcast was also about how I access intuition, and I need to take my own advice, really. You know, only inside can tell, and like absorbing all the external noises, voices, things we hear, research, things on social media doesn't really help. It muddies our inner voice. So I need to kind of like get back to that, connecting with it. I think it's just also because I haven't been alone for a really long time, been with like family a lot, shared a room with my sister, and like been around bodies and people on the cruise. And then before that, me and my partner were living together. Like, because I haven't been just Alex, it's obviously, I feel like I need to make double the effort to listen to what she needs in isolation. So I'm going to leave it there. But I'm okay. How are you? I want to know how you're doing. I'm very aware that the world is feeling a really strange place at the moment. I think I'm also absorbing that. I think I'm fighting with my addiction to just being clued up and on my phone and absorbing everything versus my want to live this slow, delicious life where I'm like taking an hour to eat my breakfast and like not having a media diet before midday and like not thinking about societal change, but it's happening in front of us. So I'm with you. There's a lot going on. Oh my God, there's noise above me. Can you just shush? I'm recording a podcast. How rude. Anyway, I'm going to go for my daily walk because that's life for me. Let me know how you're doing. Tell me if anything resonated with you in this episode. Little check-in. You check in with me. Find me at @A_blanks. That's BLANX on Instagram. That's my most active method. Also, you could probably peek at my cruise stuff if you're interested there. And yes, I realise I'm a young person on a cruise, which is why I'm about to do an episode about it. Because, God, let me tell you, there's some tea to spill. So, yeah, until next time, big love, big hugs. Hi, all. Thank you so much for listening to the Mobile Mental Podcast. If you did really enjoy yourself, please hit the subscribe button. We are available on all podcast platforms. And if you want some more nuggets of wisdom, follow us on Instagram. We're at The Mobile Mentor, or one word. If you want to send us an email with your thoughts and ideas or suggestions, we're at mobilementorpodcast@gmail.com. Cheers.